this song stinks. It's called I Wanna Be a Phil David Sand, I said again, fuck up my life, embarrass my wife, leave a bad taste, start to forget the move on Monday morning. I wanna be a target for the taste like show, pictures are made with a new different feed, so I can stay, standing in the way, looking the same for Monday morning. Cutting it away, soaking sand for Sunday morning. If he had a room, he'd paint it white. A voice a day, but first a night. Bill Slice. Got a head for figures. No time for big words. Or so he says. First, a company of a woman. One, two, three, four, find it more. Fiscal, less than one word. Always sick first, then her. Such a rare.
Some interesting different takes there on the Pink Flag. These are the demos and I think rehearsals or something too. So 106 Beats That, that's the second demo of that song. Field Day for the Sundays, also off the second demo. Surgeon's Girl, second demo. Pink Flag, first demo. Mr. Suit. And the commercial off the first demo. So these are off their demo tapes before they got, you know, picked up. And then they recorded it for the album. All the fancy stuff. Graham Lewis also in the band, he's a songwriter, bassist, vocalist as well. Graham Lewis, he studied textiles actually in the early 70s at the Middlesex Polytechnic in London, switched to fashion, but formed a band before he was able to have a substantial career in the fashion world. Because the art school, his studies, they're very influential in his later music. And able to go see a range of bands and pubs, you know, Kilburn and the High Roads, Dr. Feelgood, and the Ramones. And this was, yeah, I guess, yeah, there you go. Not sure, extracurricular as well, I suppose. And worked on other projects, and you'll hear it a bit, Dome, also with B.C. Gilbert, also of Wire. So this is their punk work stuff. And then they have their other thing. And Dome, with... sort of a portmanteau of Dome with Mute. So you have end up smashing those words together like it was Scrabble. You have Do It M-O. That was with Dome with Daniel Miller in the group. There, that was Daniel Miller, also the founder of Mute Records. Poe, Coupole, also other, can't even mention half of them. and soul projects, like he said, and Hawks. H-O-X, Hawks. He did other things, too. He had he formed a band, Fitted, and they came out with First Fits back in November 2019, not too long ago, with Matthew Sims, Mike Watt of the Minutemen, and Bob Lee of the Black Gang, and Graham Lewis got out of England and moved to Sweden these days. So there he is. Yeah. Currently on the Mute label. Here's more going back. The demos. Seven minutes after 3 in the morning here on Central Standard Time here in CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. I'm sure. What time would that be? I'd be like 9 in the morning in the UK. It's like breakfast or something. Sort of. Oh, I have some eggs. I have to go do plumbing this afternoon. Oh, for Christ's sake. Anyway, find this. Get the damn tub out of the way. Oh. So, anyways, on my mind, you know, obviously, it's plumbing. I have, this is Fragile, the second demo. Reuters, the third demo. You're on CKW. Let's get that machine out of the way. What's it doing? Oh, yeah. Doing this. On the backup. Here we go. Playing both. Wait a second. I like that version. Here. Let me see. Where are we here? 3 in the morning, that's what you get. Well, nothing is simple in this world. Here.
I'm not afraid. grave danger.
Danger!
For the loneliest range of all. No silver bullets.
Bullets!
Time to split the scene. Next week we'll solve your problem. Face fingers all in a line. And all the bell bottoms still standing. Stay glued to your devices. There's great danger.
Danger!
At hand most people save from all. No cloak of justice. Robins from the nest. Next week we'll solve your problem. But now, big fingers all in a line. And all the big bottles stand in jail. They're glued to
Mannequin, the third demo there. Not a big seller. Didn't sell very well when it came out, and I don't think it sold that well. It sold enough. I mean, how many years? But a bunch of crappy lists. Pitchfork likes it, and NME likes it, and whatever. And about 1,001 albums you must hear before you die. You know, they're a stupid list. Yeah. Another Graham Coxton of Blur likes Pink Flag. Influenced his album A&E, and most of the tracks on Pink Flag. Actually, get some music. There's more. Adventure. Daring. Whatever. Anyway, so. Sounds like a drive a movie theater trailer or something. And we had all the music written by Colin Newman. For the most part. And Graham Lewis did the lyrics. Although Newman did lyrics a couple things. Gilbert did. Anyways. Continue here on the demos. Pink Flag. Of course, this is, if you buy the Pink Flag these days, the latest version, you'll get this. Get these demos as a bonus CD, and of course, I bought it before that. So actually had a copy. Reissued on Harvest. It had the bonus tracks. There was two bonus tracks. Dash was one of them, I think. And then that got stolen years ago, back when CDs had value. And it was a strange thing. They stole all my CDs. They stole some butter and some shake and bake. They left the whiskey, and had some garbage that they took too. So I was happy for that. I had a boombox that was broken, quite broken, and they took that. I had a very, very old desktop computer that only had dial-up, and they took that. It was like it was hopelessly outdated, and it was, yeah. So they took that because it was e-waste anyways. So it was very weird. Took a CRT television set. This is quite a while back. So anyways, I had replaced that with, I didn't get much of a settlement from my insurance, if I remember correctly. Then I had, that's why I sort of started burning CDs from here. That's true. I wasn't going to buy music. I swore off buying CDs. I was burning CDs. But mind you, they'd probably take that anyways. these days. Doesn't matter. Mercedes don't really have value per se. They have value enough musically. But didn't buy many CDs like I used to after that. I did buy a second copy of Pink Flag, but it was remastered by that point, and they had removed the two bonus tracks, I guess. And that was the one I had. I think it was the one on Pink Flag already. And now this one, 2018, also includes the demos CD. So, which I do not have. But the station has the demos here. So, yeah. Okay, enough of that. So we're going to continue on with Champs and Start to Move and Three Girl Rumba on CKW. 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Here on Manitoba Moon, continuing until 6 a.m. My name is Mr. Bumbles, by the way, in the chair. Really annoyed at this plumbing job I have to do. Because you think you had a solution, and then it becomes another problem. And then the solution to that problem becomes solution to this. And trying to find alternate ways of... all for lack of an obsolete part. So, working. Anyways.
The need for speed. open a box, tear off the lid, then think of a number, don't think of an answer. Open your eyes, think of a number, don't get swept under, a number's a number. A chance encounter you want to avoid, the inevitable. So you know, oh yes you know, the impossible. Now you ain't got a number, you just wanna rumble, and there ain't no way you're gonna go under. Go under, go under, go under, go under. You tear me your thunder. Go under, go under, go under.
X-Line Tamer, this was the take that they took for the album, but this is an alternative mix of that take as compared to the third demo version of it, which was completely different. There, as we heard a few tracks back. Before that, we had the girl Rumba alternative mix, Trigger Rumba. Coming up, a couple more tracks on this album here. We have the 12XU mono mix and Mannequin's mono mix as well from the album Sessions. And It's So Obvious, an alternative mix of that. Which is a little more, these are a little more true to the album proper. Bottom of the hour here, 3:33 in the a.m. here on CKW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. I'm live tonight, the 16th of November, 2024. Sort of a weird, got a lot of crap going on. Yeah, like this Trump election thing in the States. It's sort of wants you to put your hand up to your, you know, side of your face, covering your eye, like trying to sneak past the American border. you know, like along the borders, like nothing, didn't see that happen. You know, it's like sort of like I just trying to avoid avoid the states entirely. Yeah. Sneak away. Anyways, also the Bombers having their Grey Cup. See if it's good this time around. I mean, the fact they're in there is amazing. It's the fifth time there, so by the time I can afford a ticket, I could it'll be not for a few years. I'll have to wait till the slump happens, I guess. Yeah. One day, because I don't even know if they have it on the. They can't get on a cable. I don't have cable. Radio, so I mean, I can't really watch it on TV. Yeah, see it in person, I guess. It's the only way to watch a game now. So, yeah, I'd find a nosebleed ticket. And. To a regular season game. It's on my bucket list. But lots going on. Yep. Let's finish it off, this album.
One, two, XU!
So you're in a mag, kissing the man. So you're in a mag, kissing the man. So you're in a mag, kissing the man. So you're in a mag, kissing the man, yeah! So you're in a mag, kissing the man. So you're in a mag, kissing the man. Smoking a fag, kissing the man. So you're in a mag, kissing the man, yeah!
It's so obvious. Alternative mix there. That's it for the... What the hell was it? Oh, a Pink Flag album. There you go. Yelled the various demos of those songs and alternative mixes and mono mixes and whatever. Yeah. Anyways. Guess I should talk. So I was doing the plumbing and stuff, and then my... There was an air fryer, of course. The big rage, apparently. Whatever. Air fryer going on. Some renovations going on. So it was like the stove's in the living room. So was the fridge. And so was the bathtub for a while there. And the toilet. And night soil is the word word of the night is night soil. Yeah, garden's gonna grow good next year, that's for sure. Oof. That's all done. If we got the toilet, was so easy to do. It's like no problem, except for the mess. But the tub, my god, that freaking parts. But yeah, anyways, the sanitation is something. Anyways, it's solved. I got the sink now, kitchen sink, and the bathroom sink. So we got water now, and that's good. Anyways, the air fryer's going. Making potatoes, of course. What you'll see in the air fryer. I don't know. But it sounded like a freaking bingo machine, you know, that air fryer. Like, I think your food's done, I said. Yeah. You can smell it, too. It's sort of smell. Yeah. Anyways, I already eaten, knew better, so I ate before I came to do the plumbing and finish the plumbing, and then realized it's not going to be finished for a while, because I have to go get parts and everything's closed and this and that, and back and forth. And yeah. And the cat. The cat is a black cat and just seems to love human food. It will eat its cat food, but it just, after a while, just went right into the the air fryer, and ate the potatoes right there too. Just helped itself. It's a typical cat. So I always watch my food if I eat there. Before the cat eats it. And then you're trying to do something, the cat's right watching, it's all over the keyboard. Anyhow, that's I digress. But after Wire came out with one, what the hell is it? Pink Flag. The next one was Cheers Missing. Bit of a progression. It's not that raw, quick punk, you know. It's getting a little more, whatever, melodic or something. Probably more accessible, I suppose, would be that. Anyway, again, 154, the last of the trilogy on EMI there. More post-punk and stuff. You're moving along. After that, they left EMI, were dropped or something, I don't know. Something happened. They went on a hiatus from 1980 onwards until 1984. So, what do you do? Wire's finished, you know? So, Dome was created by Bruce Gilbert, or B.C. Gilbert, under the name there. Graham Lewis formed Dome. Sort of post-punk, I guess, as it was formed. no more experimentation. They went took the 154 and went further with it. So sort of an interlude almost. They abandoned song structure. They would just use things, sort of fragments of melodies. Found sounds, like music concrete. I don't know if music concrete per se, but yeah, just sort of, there's a bit of a just beat to it, you know. They released three albums over the years, between 80 and 81. Dome, 1980, Dome 2 and Dome 3 on the Dome record label, oddly enough. And an album, not under Dome per se, but basically the same, I guess it's almost the same project. I don't know. Anyways, they had a separate name. B.C. Gilbert and G. Lewis released it, an album called 3R4 in 1980 under the 4AD record label. We're going to hear that in a bit. And a single called L.R. Ends with the C in 1981. Yeah, under that name. Other collaborations, Dome and stuff, we had P.O. Do It Ammo, like I mentioned before, and other things. Here's Barge Calm. Again, from 3R4, this time reissued on Superior Viaduct in 2015. Oh, I wish I had coffee. Oh, well.